God's grace and his peace to you from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Our message for today is based off of our gospel reading, which has the transfiguration of our Lord as we have Peter, James, and John on the mountaintop with Moses and Elijah. First of all, let me begin with a joke. And it's always scary when I have any type of jokes during our message, so humor me with this. The true miracle isn't that Jesus clearly shows his divinity on the mountain with Peter, James, and John appearing with Moses and Elijah. But the true miracle is that a bunch of men actually know what the concept of bleaching is. Typically, us as guys, we usually don't spend that much time with the laundry. We usually don't spend that much time scrubbing out stains. And if you ask us guys and saying, would you wear a shirt that has a stain on it? We probably wouldn't even notice. And so for Peter, James, and John to pick up in our text that the clothes of Jesus were radiantly white, whiter than no one on earth could bleach them, in one essence is sort of a surprise here. When did guys start noticing stains? Well, there might be some guys out there who may be a little concerned with what they wear and whether there's any stains or not. They are probably very, very few. But getting back to our text, Peter, James, and John did note that the clothing changed on Jesus. It became radiantly white, as no one on earth could bleach them. There was a change. Jesus clearly shows that, yes, he is the Son of God. It's very obvious to most people that Jesus was a human being. But during this time of Epiphany, it's a time of Jesus making known to all people that he is also the Son of God. He is true God. And picking up the whole concept from the Old Testament, what happened when Moses came into contact with God? His face became radiant, very similar to what was happening here in the Transfiguration. So radiant of Moses' face in our Old Testament reading, I don't know if you caught it, that Moses had to put a veil over his face for the people so the people would not be afraid. Now, I will admit, if Jesus all of a sudden appeared in the center of our altar area with his radiance, I also probably would be a little apprehensive. Even in scriptures, when angels would appear before people, they also would be a little apprehensive. So needless to say, Jesus does not always show his divinity. Wherever he goes, and if he gets hungry, he doesn't sit there and say, I'd like to have a prime rib dinner. And boom, here comes the dinner. No, he does not always show his divinity. But just because he does not always show his divinity, it doesn't necessarily mean that he isn't true God. The Transfiguration is one of these special moments where Jesus allows his divinity to shine through to a select audience, Peter, James, and John, with the command, don't talk about this, don't discuss it, until after the resurrection of the dead. Now, we may have to ask, well, why does the divine have to take on human flesh and blood? And the answer to that comes again with the solution. The solution is the radiance of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The real question behind it is why? Because of the stain of sin. We have to remember that there is this big giant disconnect with Adam and Eve. When Adam and Eve sin, their garments are now, quote-unquote, stained. And because of that stain, God has a disconnect from them. Before this time, Adam and Eve would know God, maybe even face-to-face, and they would live. And they wouldn't have this terror. They would not be afraid. They had, in one essence, more of a casual relationship with God. But when sin came, that stain of sin came, there's now this great disconnect. God does not like sin. And the stain of sin marks Adam and Eve. So the result is the stain has to be removed, scrubbed out. And in our text for today, picking up on Jesus' clothes, intensely white as no one on earth could bleach them. No one here on earth could scrub out the stain of sin, the disconnect that Adam and Eve achieved. So someone not from earth needs to come to earth to fulfill the law that someone is our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. To do what? To clean our clothes? More than that. But to reconnect us back to God Himself. So here in our text, we have Jesus giving us a little bit of a glimpse of His clothing. As they are coming down the mountain, there's a beautiful analogy in why this account is used at the end of Epiphany. This is one of those mountaintop experiences, but you cannot stay up on the mountain. You must come down. And Jesus is now coming down the mountain and going up another. He's going through the valley to head to Jerusalem, where he knows that he will suffer and die. Transfiguration marks the end of the Epiphany season. As we now see the miracles of Jesus, we are coming up the mountain to this great event of the Transfiguration, but now we also must come down from the mountain through the valley. We are now going to enter the season of Lent. Things are going to change in Lent. The Alleluias will be taken away. Lent will be having more of a darker theme. A lot of the hymns that we'll be singing will probably be in minor keys to help bring about this change. And there's also a reminder of our sinfulness and our need for a Savior. But then again, we'll also go up the mountain with Jesus to Jerusalem, to Calvary's cross. But that'll come with the time of Good Friday and Easter. But getting back to our text, here we have, again, picking up the clothing of Jesus, being made white, whiter than you and I could make them. There's also another connect for us here in our own lives, because we also bear that mark of the stain of sin. And so Jesus says, I will remove that stain of sin. The best way of removing that, especially if you're wearing white clothes, of course, is bleach. And pardon the analogy, the bleaching takes place in the baptismal waters. When we are brought to the baptismal waters and God's word was placed upon us in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, there is that reconnect with God to undo the disconnect. The stain of sin is sort of bleached clean. More appropriately, it'd probably be better to say we are now wearing Christ's garments, covering our sinful nature. But the most important thing is not what we wear, but who we are connected to. Through the baptismal waters, we are now connected to our Savior Himself. And that connection is valuable. That connection is sacred. What does that connection do for you? Here and now? Yes, it offers the forgiveness of sins. But it also gives you the love of Christ. What is the value of that love of Christ, some people may ask? Well, let's go back to our text. What does it mean to be in Christ? As Christ is now showing His radiance to Peter, James, and John, did you notice the extra information? The change in Peter, James, and John? All of a sudden, they saw two figures with Jesus, Moses and Elijah. And as our bulletin cover depicts, it's probably very easy to figure out which one is Moses and which one is Elijah. Moses is the one with the staff in his hand. But how did the disciples know? Was Moses wearing a name tag that says, "Hi, I'm Moses"? No. You see, but when they are connected to Christ, They are part of Christ's family, part of the body of Christ. They know. This gives us a little glimpse of what heaven is going to be like. Up in heaven above, there will be lots of saints. And you will know who they are, because Christ knows who they are. See, as you are connected to Christ, and Christ, they are connected to Christ, we are all part of one body. And yes, we will know who each other are. So we could see Moses and Elijah. We can ask them how they were doing. They will also know who we are, even though we were born many years after them. That great connect with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ does have many events. And there is also another great connect besides the baptismal waters. And it also has to do with a little bit of washing. Even though most women would probably cringe and sit there and say, what was Holy Scripture talking about? You cannot get clothes clean this way. But there's a beautiful passage in Revelation chapter 7 that talks about washing. They have washed the robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. How does the blood of the Lamb make things white? Not in the washing machine. But on Calvary's cross, we have the forgiveness of sins with the resurrection of the dead. And now here is the other great reconnect. We continue that washing in the blood of Christ every time we are connected to that blood of Christ. And we are connected to that blood of Christ along with the body of Christ through that bread and wine. And every time we come to the Lord's table, it's sort of like a mini transfiguration event. We are being reconnected to Christ. Christ offers himself, body and blood, bread and wine. Now we get to get reconnected with Christ physically, here, now, at the communion rail. Again, the same benefits, the forgiveness of sins, the love that comes from God, and most importantly, that reconnect to Christ himself. Reconnecting with all the saints throughout all time and eternity, all who are part of the body of Christ, your beloved loved ones who have died in Christ, you are reconnected through Christ in the Lord's Supper. The transfiguration account is truly a wonderful miracle. A miracle, yes, for Peter, James, and John to encourage them in the faith right before the dark times of Calvary. The transfiguration, again, is a reconnection for Christians, especially as we face the dark times of our daily lives with sin and that daily struggle, and also as we enter the season of Lent. Christ is reconnecting with us to encourage us, to strengthen us, to show us his love and his forgiveness. So this day we give great praise and thanks to God that he has bleached us. He has removed the stain of sin in our lives through the baptismal waters. And he continues that washing, so to speak, through the blood of the Lamb. As we receive that blood with the body through the bread and wine for the forgiveness of our sins, the strengthening of our faith, and the reconnect with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the miracle of the transfiguration. In his name, amen. Now the peace of God that surpasses all our understanding will continue to guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.